أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, for the thought of the week, we want to look at a tradition, a hadith from the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in regards to eating. Now, obviously, we know that in Islam, that we have rules and regulations for everything that we do in life, including such mundane activities as eating, drinking, sleeping, and so on and so forth. And so we want to look today at what the noble Prophet of Islam and the Deen of Islam, the religion of Islam, has to say about the topic of eating. Because we know from a review of the verses of the Quran and the traditions of the 14 infallibles, and obviously as an extension from the Islamic laws of the scholar whom we follow, that we're not able to, we're not allowed to, as Muslims, to just eat anything that we want. There have to be, there are regulations and rules which govern what we can eat and what we can't eat. And so we want to look at this tradition today to see what the noble messenger says. He states the following: an angel remains above the person who eats permissible food and asks for forgiveness for him as long as he continues to eat. This beautiful tradition from the final messenger of God gives us two beautiful points. It shows us how even eating is and can be an action which is blessed by Allah. It is an action which entails the forgiveness, the divine mercy of our Creator. And as the Messenger of God has stated in the tradition, that as we eat halal, the permissible food, and this obviously we have to define and understand, but he shows us that an angel is appointed to watch over us and to make prayers for our forgiveness. And he continues, this angel continues in this way as long as we continue to eat. Obviously in Islam we have, as we mentioned, we have rules and regulations that we follow, and including for the food that we eat, we need to ensure that it is acquired by permissible means. And halal here can mean multiple things. At one level, it could mean that we have ensured that we have paid our religious dues, our financial obligations, namely the khums, which is one of the most important one of the most important financial obligations in Islam as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. And obviously, secondly, is that we ensure that the actual product that we're eating has been, for example, slaughtered according to the ways of the Islamic legislation. We also ensure that there are, you know, many other things that we look after in terms of the food, not only that it is slaughtered from a permissible means, but that it is cooked in a proper way. It is not mixed with improper food. We also have to ensure that the people who are cooking our food are those whom we are allowed to eat from. And for further details, we can refer to the Code of Practice for Muslims in the West from Ayatollah Sistani, where he gives us further details on the preparation of the food. But we close this discussion and just remind ourselves that, as the saying goes, that you are what you eat, that we ensure that we only eat the permissible and that we only feed the permissible to our families and to those who we interact with, because this has an impact on us. And as we see from this beautiful tradition, that the Messenger of God tells us that actually Allah appoints angels to pray for us. And so what better way to continue in our quest towards Allah's proximity and to gain His forgiveness than by following such commandments of the noble Messenger of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.